Joining us this morning for a conversation and a recap of the 20th Operation Red Nose that happened here in the Quinte area over the festive season, we thought we'd invite the quarterback for Operation Red Nose, Rick Watt. Good morning. Happy New Year.
Good morning. Happy New Year
to
you both.
Yeah, thanks for coming in this morning.
Not a problem.
How was your Christmas and New Year's?
Christmas was great. New Year's was even better.
Yeah, did you spend it with some family and friends?
Yes, over, like, for Christmas we did.
Yeah, what'd you do?
I went for dinner, and, like, I had Christmas dinner with my nephew and his in-laws and that. And
what's his name?
Daniel.
Daniel
Sands.
And did he serve up a nice...
turkey dinner, and, yeah. Well, there was lots.
Good for you. Well, I know you were busy over the festive season, Rick Watt, with the Operation Red Nose. Miriam and I thought we'd get you in this morning. This was the 20th anniversary of Operation Red Nose over the festive season. How'd it go?
Went great. We had a lot of great clients and volunteers and lots of food.
And I know every year you keep track of the stats. Can you share some of those numbers
yes.
for us this morning?
Well, we did 454 rides this year. We took 898 clients home. We went 15,770 kilometers. We had a total of 105 teams, and we had 340 volunteers.
Oh, so 454 rides. Is that a lot more than last year, Rick?
No, it's less. We had 550 last year, and... you know, I think we missed a few because not having enough teams, like they, you know, they just, we couldn't get to them.
Well, it's a program that makes sure you get home safely. You know, so folks that over the festive season don't drink and drive, you make sure the vehicle gets home, they get home, you have a team that goes out. And I know Patricia Guernsey and Mike Callahan were the honorary chairs this year.
Yes, and they did an amazing job.
Yeah. Good stuff. And sponsorships, money was pretty good this year.
Exactly. But we always have great sponsors that look after us. And, you know, the food sponsors, they are great. You know, it's just an all-out effort.
And proceeds this year to support the YMCA Strong Kids campaign. That's got to make you feel good. And David Allen, once they get that check, they'll be smiling from year to year, too.
They always are.
Yeah, good stuff. So far, you've provided, I think, the numbers from last year. Is it not like over $250,000 for the Strong Kids campaign?
Oh,
yeah, I think that's what they're at right now for the Strong Kids campaign.
Yeah. It might be a little more, but I don't have that number with me right now.
All right, no problem. Anything else you want to get in this morning? We really appreciate you coming in.
I'd just like to thank all the volunteers and all the sponsors and like that look after us and come out each night and, you know, and the people that give us a call and keep us busy.
Yeah, you were telling Miriam and I that some great stories again this year, but volunteers have been coming out for 10, 15 years and some have been there since day one.
Yes, and a lot of them that have been there, they come out every night. And like it's Friday, Saturday, and we used to be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and we used to answer the phone until 3 a.m. But now, and they were out every night till after 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. And always come back smiling and you know, doing a good volunteer job.
Yeah, dedicated people.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah, good stuff. Operation Red Nose review, 2024. Some impressive numbers. Thanks to you, all the volunteers for making this program and the sponsors work again this year for a very safe festive season in the Quinte area.
Well, I thank you and Marianne both for bringing me down here. And it's just something that is good for this community. It keeps it safe during the holiday season and, you know, wherever we can help, we help.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to
you. Happy New Year.
Rick Watt from Operation Red Nose.